had a special zuchus of calling Dr. Hatimi a Talmud of mine to speak of the word zuchus to the Rosh Yeshivas Lakewood Beis Medrash Gavaya, which I have been zeicha recently to become a mechutin of the Rosh Yeshiva, besides everything else. But our kisharim with the yeshiva are very profound. Three Rosh Chabura in the family, and my children grew up in Lakewood, they learned in Lakewood, and they are still in Lakewood. Rubam kekulam. Abayisai, bizman hazeh, we don't have such incredible attention spans. And the truth of the matter is that I had a cheshek maybe to just say that I am maskim to everything that you just heard. And that's it. Vastafen me'erin anyhow. What more do you need to hear? I suppose each person has his signoin, but what I would not want to happen is that the achroinos ameshakchos es harishonos. I would not want that you should walk away without remembering every single word that you just heard. And all of it was really a poem, the Rosh Yeshiva, a poem about his beloved Torah, our beloved Torah. And I don't know that I will mention the word Torah as often as he did. But kol hanecholim hoilchim elayon. Rabbi Isai, as I'll tell us in Maseches Mayit Kotten, famous pieces of Gemara, concerning Hespedim, and Afchof Heyom at Beis, that when Rabbi Yochanan was Nifter, Ki noch nashe de Rabbi Yochanan, Posach alei Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elozo, Koshe hayoim li Yisroel ki yoim bo Hashemesh batzoharayim. And they bring the posuk is in Omois, Vahoyo bayoim ahu nuum Hashem alikim, Veivesi Hashemesh batzoharayim, Vechashachti lo oretz biyoim oil. It will be upon that day, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, a tragic day, a day of tremendous torment and suffering, that I will set the sun in the middle of the day, and I will bring darkness upon the earth on a day of light. Veivesi Hashemesh batzoharayim, zokt Rashi, ashkia Hashemesh batzoharayim. I will make the sun set. Interessant that the Maharsha says there, k'moy shebias shemesh shaloi bizmano ein zechisorin lo, elo lohorayim bizrichosa, the sun hasn't changed the kihuzeh. It's the same sun. But the loss is for those who expected and anticipated that the sun should continue to shine and provide them with light and give them the opportunity to live and to be nourished by that, to be sustained by that light. And suddenly all is darkness. Torah al Yodai, the ones who had the light of Torah, and now it is no longer. It's a very remarkable thing. The Sefer She'elis Yosef, in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah, says that Rabbi Yochanan lived a very, very long time. There are chilukei deis in the Sfarim, how long did Rabbi Yochanan live? But apparently he lived hundreds of years. Rabbi Yochanan was a zokin muflag, not in the usual sense, but in the extraordinary sense. He lived a life of nes. How could you say about Rabbi Yochanan that he was Nifta Kashemish Batzoharayim? And in fact, when the Chai Odom decided that he would write a section on Avelus, he names the section after his son Moshe, who was 20 years old when he was Nifta. And he talks about him and he speaks about Kashemish Batzoharayim, and he says, why is it mentioned there? Because it's speaking about the death of Yoshiyahu, and Yoshiyahu was Nifta young. So if that is the case, you can use the term Hashemesh Batzarayim when you are speaking about a young man who in the extraordinary but limited time became great, and we anticipated even more, and we anticipated that he would grow, he would shteik, he would become more capable, more famous, more prominent, more Talmidim, more Torah, and suddenly it was cut short at a very young age. We can speak about Hashemesh Batzarayim. But how is it that we can speak about a Rabbi Yochanan who lived for hundreds of years, and the kasha doesn't even begin? Because, and of course I am speaking about Chacham Ovadia, Zechonu Livracha, L'chayil Mapa. No matter how much Torah there would have been more Torah. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan opened his mouth, there were Chidushim Nifloyim that we live by. We are the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan. The Bavli, the Yerushalmi, all of the Medrashim. Rabbi Yochanan's name is mentioned over and over and over again. Imagine if Rabbi Yochanan would have lived one more hour with Torah to give us, with Torah to give the Tzibur, to Torah to give the world. Imagine another day, imagine another year. What difference did it make that he lived hundreds of years, but at the moment that he was Nifter, the Torah stopped, and that Mayanam is Gabed, that Nor Shein Paisa continued and continued, and suddenly it is no longer. That is what I believe the Maspid was trying to say. He was trying to teach a lesson. You could imagine that a person could suggest, all right, he had a full life. 93 years. But you look at Chacham Ovadia and what he produced. You look at Chacham Ovadia and all that we heard before. His Avas HaTorah, his Avas HaBriyos, his Ava for Klal Yisrael, his incredible support of the Sfardim, lifting them up. Me'ashpais Yorim Evyon Loishivim Nedivim. In the Nedivim. And you ask yourself the question, is it possible to imagine that it's not Kashemesh Batzorayim? Chai Yodon, in that Hakdoma to his Silchus Aveilus, makes a point about his son. But he asks a question, and the question stands on its own. What is the Kefel Haloshon in this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Veheveisi Hashemesh Batzorayim, Vecheshachti La'oretz B'yoim Ur, and it will darken the land in a day of light. Well, of course, if you set the sun in the middle of the day, everything becomes dark, it becomes night. So naturally, it's Vechshachti La'aretz. Is it a problem of understanding what Heveisi Hashemesh Batzorayim is, that he has to spell it out? Why the Kefel HaLoshon? And I was thinking, there's another way of darkening the skies. You have a mass of clouds, the storm is brewing, and suddenly the sky is very dark. But even so, there's a confidence. As much as a person is afraid of the typhoon that is coming, of the hurricane that is coming, but he knows that sooner or later it's going to end. Sooner or later the clouds will disperse. Sooner or later the sun will come out again. This Vehechshachti, the feeling of that Vehechshachti, was a Hechshachti that comes from Kashemesh Batzorayim. And the truth of the matter is, from that perspective, the Avelus could continue forever. Everybody knows that the Gemara at the end of the third parak of Baba Basra, at the end of Cheskas Abatim, the Gemara says that there were Yidden, Prushim, who wanted to stop drinking wine and eating meat, and they were in Avelus, and they wanted to have a perpetual Avelus. And Rabbi Yeshua stopped them. But Koshem Isosim Shal Tzadikim, on this Madrega that it's Kashemesh Batzorayim, the clouds will not disperse, Rabbi Isai. This Tkufa has come to an end. That kind of gadol is in hundreds of years not to be found. And the understanding that they have, I think that the simplest Jew, even a person that no shaykhus to Torah, had some sort of avana. We all have all kinds of explanations what brought out close to 1 million people. But they had some sort of avana that this is a historic moment of Kashemesh Batzorayim. This is a moment where a person is gone and there's ein lanu t'murasai. There is nothing to be replicated. There's nothing to follow up. There is no substitute. There's no replacement. And that is why Vechshachti La'aretz B'yoyim Oyer. 5 minutes ago it was B'yoyim Oyer, and now it's total darkness, and the clouds will not disperse. In that same, if you want to know who was Chacham Ovadia, in that same parsha, in that perik in Amos, it says as follows. This is a pasuk that everybody knows. I think it's even a song. Once something is a song, everybody knows the pasuk, no matter where in Tanakh it is. If Chas Hashom, it's not a song, forget about it. But if it's a song, there's a chance. Hine yomim ba'im nu'um Hashem elikim. V'hishlachti ro'ov ba'oretz. Lo'i ro'ov la'lechem, v'lo'i tzoma la'mayim, ki'im l'shmoya es divrei Hashem. I want to tell you something remarkable. How do you teach a pasuk? Is it good, or is it bad? Is it talking in a positive tone, or is it talking about a tragedy? Radak. Amos perek ches v'hishlachti ro'ov ba'oretz. Be'eretz Yisrael, The Radak learns the pasuk that the time will come, the tragic time will come, the sad a desperate time will come when there'll be a hunger, and that hunger will be much worse than a rov lalechem and a tzomil lamayim, because there will be a hunger l'shmaya dvar Hashem, and there'll be no one to tell them the dvar Hashem. You take a look at the Malbim. Hine yomim boim yakdim loimal she'oid yavoyu yomim she'orov she'eshlach oz ba'oretz lo yi rov lalechem v'atzimoyin lo yi etzomoyin lamayim k'moy biyoyim ha'golos v'akorov v'atzimoyin yi l'shmaya dvar Hashem. It's When Chacham Ovadia was a little boy, if you would ask the question, how many Sfardim Gedolim are there in Eretz Yisrael? You could count quite a number of Gedolim. How many Koil of Yungalites are Sfardim? How many Yeshivas Ktanis are full of Sfardim? And you wouldn't be able to answer the question. If you would ask the question, go to your average Sfardi in Eretz Yisrael and ask him, what is his vision of Torah in his life, in his children's life? Go to your Taimani who knows all of Tanakh Baal Peh, recites all of Tehillim constantly, and ask him one Mishnah, one Gemara. Ask him what is going on in Cheska Sabatim that I just mentioned in Baba Basra. And what does it have to do with him? He works, he does. He's traditional. He's more than traditional. He davens three times a day. He davens three times a day in Knesset. Torah? Maybe that's something that's for the Ashkenazim. For the Ashkenazim. That's what it's for. And for the Gedolim. You have to have a Pesach. You have to have a Rav. You have to have a Manig. There was a time that it was the Radak's Rav. If a person wants to know what did Chacham Ovadia accomplish, the answer is from the Radak's Rav Lalechem to the Malbim. That's Chacham Ovadia. The Hasaga Bizman Hazeh of the Sfardim in Torah is not one iota less. And the natural, instinctive Mesirus Nefesh for Torah, the natural, instinctive Kesha that Torah has, as we heard before so beautifully, from our Goyim of Malkiel, Zolzayin Gesund, that we heard so beautifully, that it connects you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the definition of Klal Yisrael, and everything depends on Torah. This was the legacy and the accomplishment of one man, Beikar. And that man was Chacham Ovadia, Zichrono Livracha, L'chayei Olam Haba. There's no question about it. And if you go now in the whole length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael and you ask amongst the Sfardim who are the leaders, who are the manhigim of Torah and Yerushalayim and Avodas Hashem, the ones who are makariv, the ones who are giving big shiurim, the ones who are very sophisticated, and you ask, who did they learn from? It's either from Chacham Ovadia himself or from the Talmidim of Chacham Ovadia. They took a yeshiva that was small and not as significant, except in a very close circle, always had gedolim, always had Talmidim Chachomim Mufakim. But the fact of the matter is that it wasn't the Neches HaTzibur. And suddenly it is now the Neches HaTzibur. And now as Sfardi lifts his head and he says, I want that my son should be Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham Muvhak. And this is my vision, this is my dream, this is what I work for. And I will not settle for anything less. This is all thanks to Chacham Ovadia Zichrono Livracha L'chayei. Rabbosai, you talk about Avas HaTorah. Avas HaTorah. No, I had a zuchus. One of my Talmidim married a grandchild of the Chacham. And when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I asked him to introduce me, so I would have an opportunity. And I knew that his minhag was that when someone would come, he would give you a patch. Doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 70, but he would give you a patch. And that patch was the Teichocha of the Oyhev. It's an unbelievable. That patch was worth millions. And I was looking forward to that patch. Anyhow, I come in, it's after davening, the Einikel introduces me as his Rebbe. Oh, his Rebbe. Gives me a very warm Shalom Aleichem with a lot of respect. No patch. I never felt more Ashkenazi than I did. So anyhow, he was busy and I was waiting before I entered into the inner sanctum, as it were. And so, the apartment, every room is lined with sperm from the floor to the ceiling. Everybody knows that. There are even videos of it. And so I decided, I'm going to just sit idly and see what's doing with this sperm. And I opened up one sefer. I saw Hagoyis on every page, every single page. Put it back. I took out another sefer. And all of a sudden, this hand grabs me like a vice claw on my shoulder. The Gabbai, the Shamish. What are you doing? Matalseh! And then I discovered that other than giving over these atomic secrets to the Arabs, the worst crime that you could possibly do is open up one of those svarim. But in any case, it's just unbelievable, this Avas HaTorah that he had, legendary, and it's very interesting. Rabbi Yochan serves as the exam Avas HaTorah. He's not just the Kashemesh Batzoharayim, but he's the exemplar for Avas HaTorah. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba Parsha Zemur, in Shir HaShirim Rabba on this Pasuk, Im yitain ishes kol hain beisoi bo'ahava with the komatz. The ahava. Which ahava are we talking about? The pasuk should have been with the shva. Im yitain ishes kol hain beisoi bi'ahava bozi avuzolo. What is bo'ahava? Which ahava specifically are we referring to with that hey ayidia which is in the komatz? So the answer says the medrash, bo'ahava she'ohav Rabbi Yochanan es hatayva. And then the Medrash begins to tell us a very interesting story. Rabbi Yochanan is old. Obviously, we know he's very old. And he's frail. So he's leaning upon the arm of Reb Chiya bar Abba, his great Talmud. Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan, you find it everywhere. Yochanan have a mitayel, solak mi Tverio litzipay. He was walking slowly, deliberately from Tverio to Tzipay. Reb Chiya bar Abba, mismachal yode. Mitun chad beis chakal, says the Medrash in its Aramaic. They came to a chakla, to a sada. And Reb Yochanan commented, this chakal have a didi, it was mine, it was a Venus yasei, biglal lemude araisa. I sold it so I could continue to learn Torah. They walked a little bit further. Metun chad beis karma, they came to a vineyard, a kerem. And he said exactly the same thing. This kerem used to be mine, but I sold it for the sake of learning Torah. And so it was further and further. Metun chad beis zesa, an olive grove. And in each one of these, he says the same thing exactly. This belonged to me also. But I sold everything in order to be able to learn Torah. This was before Social Security, and in any case, Social Security is not so secure anymore. Oh, but this was even before. Reb Chiya bar Abba started to cry. Das heißt der Talmud. He said, Rebbe, you didn't leave anything for your old age. Amale, ma'ad bochis. Reb Yochanan saw that he was crying. He says to him, why are you crying? Amale, al de lo shafkis l'seivusach klum. You left nothing for your old age. And here Reb Yochanan responds with the most mysterious comment. It's incomprehensible. He says, what do you mean? It is nothing by you what I accomplished, what I did, because I sold something of 6 days and I acquired something of 40 days. Of course, he means he gave up the gashmius of the sheishes yimei hamasa in order he exchanged it for the ruchnius of the Torah, which was acquired in the arboim yoyim of arboim loyla. For eshet bahar arboim yoyim of arboim loyla. Kad demach, Reb Yochanan continues the medrash. Reb Yochanan was niftar, haya doirai kairei olav. Very interesting. When it comes to Kashemish Batsarayim, that was a hesped. One of the Gedolim got up and gave a hesped for Rabbi Yochanan. But the door, in its entirety, the nearly million people who came to the Levaya, who spontaneously combusted in an outburst of Ava, an outburst of compassion, an outburst of appreciation, what was their understanding of Rabbi Yochanan? Doirei? Hayu doirei kairei olavim, yitei nishkos kolhoim beisei ba'ava, vayzi avuzulai. So the question is, what is it exactly that Rabbi Yochanan was saying? What does it mean? Is it nothing? Lemaisa, he asked him a good question. What's going to be with your old age? Who's going to take care of you? How will you be supported? How can you do such a thing? Never mind how mevazbiz al yevazbiz yosim mechomish and so on. But that's to give others. He did it for himself. So that's not a kasha. But where's the food going to come from? So Rabbi Yochanan, I believe, answered the following answer. Every zaken, certainly a zaken muflok, he's concerned, of course, about today and tomorrow. How's he going to manage? Who's going to take care of him? What if he gets sick? But there's one concern that is overriding. And actually, we all have that concern. But it doesn't become acute until a certain stage in our lives. Because until then, we think we are going to live forever. But there comes a point where we realize that we are mortal. And we are concerned. If somebody could tell a person, give up the here and now, give up your daily bread, but I will give you more immortality. I will make you live forever. Is it not a good bargain? So why are you crying, Reb Chiya bar Abba? Reb Yochanan lives forever. There isn't a day that goes by when every corner of this earth, from Australia to Sweden to the United States, and thousands of places in Eretz Yisrael, there isn't someone saying Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan every single day. There isn't someone that's bringing the words of Reb Yochanan to life, and with those words, Ein oisin nefashos letzadikim divreim hein hein zichroinam. Yaakov avinu loymes. Mahu b'chayim. Torah of Reb Yochanan is alive. Reb Yochanan is alive. Reb Yochanan is immortal. Chacham Ovadia is immortal. The legacy of Chacham Ovadia, his own personal legacy, is infinitely relevant to each and every one of us. And that's what I wanted to tell you. None of us have his zikaron. I don't know who has his zikaron. I don't know if you can have such a zikaron. It's a nice nigula, such a zikaron. But what about the Ava Satara? What about the Cheshka Satara? What about the valuation of Torah in our lives? I think that the Kashemesh Batzorayim is something that you can feel for the moment. But then the sun seems to shine again. You forget, you lose it.
But the understanding of Kol Hayim Beisai Ba'ava Boisi Yavuzuloi, that is something that is not possible. It's not possible that it should not enter into every single heart. If Dairai Kairai Olav, it means that it entered into the heart of every single person that was in his generation. I believe very strongly that this Nekuda is the Nekuda, is the legacy that we have to remain with. And I want to tell you, what is a Tafkid Sfaradi Ashkenazi? It makes no difference. Because he was everybody's Tata, he was everybody's beloved. Every single Yid is Yoinik from his Torah, whether he realizes it or not. And every single Rav uses his Sfarim, and every single Pesach is immersed in his Sfarim, and that is the way it's going to be until Bias HaMashiach, and perhaps even later. That is a fact. But what does it have to do with you and me? What do we take away from a Hesped? What do we walk away with? That he was a giant, but what does it have to do with me? That he had this prodigious memory that is incomprehensible, really, what does it have to do with me? But I don't have such a memory. Sometimes I learn the daf, and the next day I don't even realize that I learned it. So what does that have to do with me? That he was mashpia on the whole world? Well, let's think about it for a minute. How much are we mashpia on our Dalai Lamas? How much are we mashpia in our own homes? Because hashpa does not have to be to the entire world. So maybe that is something that we can learn. What about his Ava Satira? What about his Hasmada Satira? Every single person has to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Chacham Ovadia, when he went to public gatherings, while someone was speaking, it wasn't nice that he should look in a sefer, his lips would move and he would recite Mishnayos, not to waste those extra minutes. When Rebbe Tzina Abishol, his Chaver, went with him on a trip to Panama, Ki Yodua, so he was interested and curious about everything, Chacham Ovadia did not lift his eyes from the sefer for 1 second. That kind of hasmada is legendary. But what about our hasmada? What about the moments that we have free or the moments that we waste frivolously? Where is our commitment to learn Torah during those moments? All right, we're not going to take out a sefer on the plane and every single second. What about a half an hour on the plane? What about an hour on the plane? We're not measuring Chacham Ovadia's Bittul Torah, just like we don't measure the Vilna Gaon's Bittul Torah. And we're not going to sleep like Chacham Ovadia. 1 hour from 3 to 4 in the morning, and 1 hour in the afternoon, and that's it. Because how can you? Torah ibaluman ali tzarech. What does the Rambam say in the Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tam Torah? Person wants to have keser Torah, al yivazbeis afilu laila achas b'sheina. What else is he supposed to do at night? No, al yivazbeis laila achas b'sheina. We can't be on that madrega. But what about not wasting the time that we waste? What about looking at the night and seeing how much time we can steal in that night? And how much we can push the envelope? And we discover that we can do infinitely more than we are used to. And Avas HaTorah, Tmichas HaTorah, supporting the Talmud Chacham. They're so desperate now in Eretz Yisrael. And everywhere. Talmidei Chachamim, you support a Talmud Chacham, that's how you show Avas HaTorah. How can you have Avas HaTorah and let a Talmud Chacham suffer? And Avas HaTorah is that you want your children to be Talmidei Chachamim, because it's the most important thing in the world. So you don't ask, what are your grades in this, what are your grades in that? Before you ask, you can ask that too. But the first thing you have to ask is, do you understand the Tosfos? How are you doing in Shir? I want to finish with the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, Shari Tshuva. In Shar Sheni, Simon, Hey, he says the following words, and I copied them out because I want to read it for you, word for word. Rabbeinu Yoina, the great Risha in Shari Tshuva, it's worth to hear every word, Kirsava. V'yesh al habayteyach b'ashem l'hoichil b'ma'ov tzukosai. He has to hope. Yachel Yisrael, Oichel, b'ma'ov tzukasai, in the midst of his torment, of his suffering, tzara v'tuka, b'ma'ov tzukasai. Yeah? Ki yiyah ha'choshech sibas ha'ayra. That the darkness will itself compel the or, will generate the or. K'may she'kosuv, and this is a pasuk in Micha, al tismuch, afti li, don't rejoice over me, you who are my enemy. Ki nafalti, because even if I fell, kamti, I arose. Ki eshev b'choshech, and if I sit in the darkness, Hashem or li, Hashem gives me light. V'omru Rabbi Seinu zichronim livracha, continues the Shari Tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yoina, ilmalei nafalti, loy kamti. Ilmalei yashavti b'choshech, loy hoya or li. This is a very well-known Shari Tshuva, and very few Shari Tshuvas have been misunderstood as much as this Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says as follows. A person sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does him a favor and he gives him a real good patch, not Chacham Ovadia's patch, but a real zetz, a real smack, and he suffers. And the suffering brings him to Hirhurei Tshuva. The suffering brings him to a reevaluation of his life. The suffering brings him to a fuller and deeper understanding of what's important and what's trivial. What is Hevel and what is Chashuv. And all of a sudden, that whole analysis, which never would have happened if he didn't get that smack, brings him to a Madrega of Tshuva, and he becomes the B'makam Shabali Tshuva Imdim. And the Kina Falti with the smack is through Tshuva Kamti. And the B'choshech is Hashem Orli, because as he concludes, V'chol ish v'ish b'yoyim tzar loy, yitain liboy lahovin ulis anois ima Tshuva v'hatafila. And that will be the trigger, and that will be the vehicle, that will be the jumping board that will give him the madregas of Avodas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim and Limud HaTorah and Avas HaTorah, which he never was zeichet to before. So that the tragedy turns into a glorious, beautiful moment of Hatzlocha. A person walks away from that Levaya, there's a kina falti. A person walks away and knows there's Hashemesh Batzarayim. And it's not like the clouds that disperse and then the sun shines just the same. And it was just for a fleeting moment. This is forever. There cannot be another Vilna Gaon, and there cannot be another Chacham Avadia. And that is an unbelievable moment of darkness. That is a kiyeshe b'choshech. A person thinks about Chacham Avadia and what he meant to the Sfardim of Klal Yisrael. He thinks about the Tup Shotim, the Radat Pshat of Rav Lalechem and Samal Amayim Kim Lishmaya, and he thinks of the Malbim's Pshat. And he sees the revolution that Chacham Avadia made in Eretz Yisrael. He sees the unbelievable Sfardic pride. They talk about Sfardic pride like it was, you know, you should forgive me. Another Umma's pride. Sfardic pride, you know what that is? We have a heritage. We have a Masaira. We have Gedolim. And then he would tick off one Sefer after another, another Sefer after another, another Sefer after another, which Ashkenazim never even heard of. And he said, this is what this Gadol said, and this is what that Gadol said. And this unparalleled Bekiyus he was able to draw upon thousands of Sfarim that came from the Medinas that were Sfardi Medinas. And suddenly the Sfardi in the street says, yeah, we really had all those Tzaddikim, we had all those Gedolim, all those Tamidei Chachomim. You mean it's not just the Baba Sali? And all of a sudden the Sfardi says, we have the Torah! It's not just the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ramban. It's till today. One after the other, one after the other. One Sefer, one Halacha. Maran, binding all of the Sfardim of Eretz Yisrael together, even against his own Rebbeim sometimes. Because Maran is therefore all of the Sfardim are one. And all of the Minagim, Maran. And you make out of the Sfardim a Chativa Achas Ba'olam. All of these accomplishments are forever. And that is all the infinite and immortal quality of the Chacham. Zichrono Livracha L'Chayei Olam Haba. As much as Rabbi Yochanan Ba'ava Sha'av Rabbi Yochanan Satorah, he said, I sold 6 days for 40 days. Isn't that a good bargain for you, my dear Talmid Rabchia Barabba? But with all of that, we cannot compete with that. We cannot create that. We don't have that Zikaron. We don't have that mind. We don't have that ability. You know what a Zikaron is, by the way? You tell a person who's an idiot savant to memorize 400 lines of numbers, and each line has 7, 8, 9, 10 numbers. And or you tell him, multiply 756 times 3,248. And in 1 second, he'll give you the answer. And we, with our minds, we'd have to spend, we'd probably be here, and then it'll be Erev Shabbos, and we'd have to close up shop. Chacham Avadia Zikaron was not that kind of a Zikaron. Chacham Avadia Zikaron was a Zikaron that bound ideas together from all over the place. I want to tell you something. I consult the Bar Ilan Oitzer all the time. All the time. And when I'm finished with the computer, I turn to the Tshuva of Chacham Avadia. And it almost always is the case that I will find something there that I couldn't find in my search on the computer. Because his search here was better than my search there. Noir of Oyun. It's an unbelievable koyach. It's not Zikaron. People talk about Zikaron. But that's a Chamor and Isis foreign Zikaron. He didn't have a Zikaron. He had this incredible Yediyah Satayra. And he was able to pull it all together to make a point. And he knew where everything was, but not just where it was, the location. But he indexed everything. So that instantaneously he could bring hundreds of Sfarim together. I mean, that's mind-boggling. It's exactly that. It's mind-boggling. We have no shaykhs. No shaykhs whatsoever. And I don't know when that will happen again. But what we have a shaykhs to is this Sharit Shuva of Rabbeinu Yoina. If you really feel the Kinof Alti, if you really feel the Shemesh Batzorayim, where is the next step? What is the consequence of that? What is the Po'el Yotze of that? To lift ourselves up and do whatever we can. To relate to Chacham Ovadia in who we are. In our Avas HaTorah, in our Tmichas HaTorah, in our respect for the Torah, in our embracing not just the value of Torah, but Torah as a foundation of our families and Torah as the centerpiece of our day. When a person does that in the zechut, in the understanding of what we lost, and in the zechut of the Chacham, then it will be an aliyat neshama for him, and it will also be the or li of the ki eshe b'choshech. It will be the kamti of the nafalti. We should be zoyche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the havana, the clear and unadulterated appreciation of what it is that we lost that catapults us into that more significant havana of what is my extra and improved responsibility today to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved Neman and to love the Torah and to keep it and to learn it and to support the Talmidei Chachamim who cherish it. Yehi Zichro Baruch.